Newly appointed Park City School Board member Philip Kaplan said it's very likely that the board will decide in August to put a bond on the ballot.
I do anticipate that. I believe that just when you look at the price tag of any likely scenario, it's going to be more than what we have in the capital account. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that being said, I think it's just really important for the community to know that we are very, you know, we take their dollars very seriously. And that means looking at the construction of each building very carefully. That means deciding which elements of the plan will move forward now versus being put off to a possible future date. But I do anticipate that we will be going forward with a bond proposition.
Well, the range for the bond proposal was stated to be $45 to $55 million. Now, says Superintendent Ember Conley, that range is between $35 and $50 million. Some community members say if they could simply push off the grade realignment and all-day kindergarten by a year, the whole plan could be better formed. Conley says the need to go ahead now with at least some facets of the master plan is due to the need to start all-day kindergarten by fall of 2016. She says it's an educational issue at hand that creates the urgency.
It does have to start. Why? And I'll be really passionate about that because of the learning needs of our students. So as you look at really what we have to do for our students, we can't let our buildings get in the way of that. And all-day kindergarten is absolutely crucial to, and I'm going to say to fix some of the issues that we have, specifically with our academic achievement gap, where our below-performing students are not meeting benchmark at the reading level in third grade. You know, and I would go back just to why we're doing what we're doing. It's not to have the best facilities. I come back to this next year, Trailside is going to have trailers.
That's because they're running out of space at schools. And Conley says Parley's Park Elementary is next to get trailers to house students.
I think it's really important that we go back to why we're doing this. And this is that our buildings have reached capacity. Right now, Park City High School is over 100% capacity. Treasure Mountain's at 90%, Parley's Park 97%. So it really is not, it is, we have to have space for our students to be able to learn. And as we look at being, you know, the top in the nation, we have to have environments that are excellent and innovative.
So a certain amount of the plan would take care of immediate necessity, they say. But they also say they've listened to community concerns and are taking those into account. They have a plan A and a plan B to scale back to in case the Master Planning Committee recommends against the full plan that's been rolled out to the community.
Actually, that's what we've been doing as we meet with our architects. And when you talk about what are you doing in the closed meeting, these are the things that we're taking into consideration and coming up with a plan that is economically feasible, given our current $19 million that we have in our capital budget, and then also looking at what we absolutely have to do. I'll go back to, regardless if you know, this is not let's shoot for the stars and spend the money of our public taxpayers.
That said, they remain firm, as Kaplan says, with moving forward on all-day kindergarten, which will set the grade realignment plan in motion, putting fifth grade with sixth in a new school and seventh and eighth grades at Ecker Hill Middle School, ninth grade at Park City High School.
As a board, we have the opportunity to move this forward this year, so why wouldn't we want to make a permanent difference in the lives of almost 400 children that'll be in that all-day kindergarten?
That's Park City School Board member Philip Kaplan, along with Park City Schools Superintendent Ember Conley. I'm Lynn Ware, Peak, KPCW News.